This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
We've talked about wine preferences changing with the weather, but are there other reasons why some red wines fall from favor when the heat is on? Let's talk tannin after this, and I'm not talking about sunbathing. If you have a thirst for wine knowledge, be it trivia or the latest trends, there's a website that's overflowing with content that we've created just for you. It's GrapeEncounters.com, where you'll find literally hundreds upon hundreds of stories and interviews covering almost every topic imaginable. From the world's most colorful and renowned winemakers to unforgettable wine adventures, there's something for every wine lover at GrapeEncounters.com. Go ahead, log on, uncork, pour, swirl, and sip. Some wine drinkers struggle a bit with tannin and may not have a clear sense of what a tannic wine is. Well, tannin comes from the skins, seeds, and stems of grapes. Regardless of the color of a wine's grape skin, the juice inside is always clear, or white as we call it. That's why nearly all white wine actually comes from red grapes. What makes the wine white is the prompt separation of the juice from the skins. Now, during the fermentation process of red wine, the skins remain in contact with the juice for varying periods of time before removal. And that duration of time not only affects the depth of color, but also the amount of tannin in the wine. Those tannins manifest as the kind of dryness in your mouth that you might get from an underripe persimmon, or by accidentally touching your antiperspirant to the tip of your tongue. That dry mouth feeling can be unpleasant on a hot summer day that already has us feeling parched. And you guessed it, we opt for the white, which seems just right. However, a big tannic Cabernet paired with a filet is always better than okay. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.